Today I was in Beirut at the military tribunal where I was attending the trial of Mohammed Ayad, the main suspect in the killing of Private Sean Rooney. He was also the only suspect who was actually in custody until last month when he was released on bail on health reasons, we understand. There are four other Lebanese men who've been indicted in relation to the attack on Private Sean Rooney, but their whereabouts aren't known and they've never been arrested. So at the court today, Mohammed Ayad, somewhat as expected, did not turn up. I was talking to someone familiar with the military court, and they said, you know, if he is really sick, then why would he turn up to the court? And if he isn't sick, then it's also not in his interest to turn up, you know, healthy and able to, you know, easily stand for a court case at the military tribunal. So instead, a lawyer representing Ayad presented a very short one-page medical report to the military tribunal. And then there was a slightly odd exchange where the head of the military court, Brigadier General Khalil Al-Jabir, asked the lawyer if he'd brought a photo of Mohammed Ayad in hospital. This is not a legal requirement. It's not a common request. So I don't know whether it's something that we should take as a sign that perhaps the court's view of Mohammed Ayad's medical condition is somewhat suspicious. But nevertheless, the military court accepted the one-page medical report and they postponed the hearing until June 2024, so 6 months away. I discussed whether this was, a long delay with a lawyer who's familiar with the military court, and they said yes, they don't think it's really reasonable that the court has postponed the hearing until June. We already had a postponement for a month in July, and then the last hearing was in August. So it's a really very slow and delayed process. Micheál Martin in the Doyle yesterday, said that it's very painful and distressing for the family of Private Sean Rooney, and I'm sure Shane Carney too, that the proceedings are progressing at such a slow rate. There are also two other investigations that have been ongoing, one by the UN, which concluded earlier this year and which will not be made public. And then separately, there's one being produced by the Garda Síochána with some assistance from the Defence Forces. And that's apparently nearing completion, and that will be sent to the coroner in Ireland. Again, we're not quite sure, what that will say or, how extensive that will be. But again, I think today is definitely another worrying sign for, the Irish government and the Defence Forces that justice will not be delivered in the case of Private Sean Rooney. I think expectations really are quite low that there will be a serious sentence handed down to Mohammed Ayad if indeed he ever turns up to the court again. Again, it's not the decision or the outcome many in Ireland will have wanted. And again, it's made all the more poignant by the fact that yesterday was the anniversary of Private Sean Rooney's death. His comrades in South Lebanon, organised, a day of events on Thursday, starting with a dawn parade. They then had a wreath-laying ceremony at Tibneen. And also another ceremony at Camp Shamrock. So I'm sure this week all of his colleagues and friends in the Defence Forces will be thinking of him, as well as obviously his family.